have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
thank God for that song that just played. Trust the process. God is great, and he's great to be praised. And I'm just encouraged by that song. Trust the process. Just trust the process that God is trying to place you through in. Follow his will and way. God's process always works and it's always successful. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for blessing us with this day. We thank you for our lives, our health, and our strength. Most importantly, God, we thank you for being who you are, the great God that we serve. There is none like you in all the earth, and there's no other name whereby men can be saved at the name of your son, Jesus. And God, we just thank you for being who you are. Now, Father, I ask that you bless us with a word from you and you alone, God. We need a touch from you. We need a word from you. Lord, if there's ever been a time that we need the word, the time is now. You told us in Isaiah 40:8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. So, God, we ask that you just let your word resonate in our hearts, that we may live the life that you've called us to live, so we can be successful in your will and in your way. And God, I ask that you just do these things in your precious son, Jesus' name. We declare they're done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We just thank God for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. We thank him for being the great and mighty God that he is. Not was, but he is. Not going to be, but he is. God is great and greatly to be praised. Just want to encourage you on tonight, or whenever you listen to this broadcast, I love to speak the word of God. And I'm not talking about preaching or teaching. I love those aspects and elements of ministry, and they are great. They are needed, and God has ordained and called us to do those things. But I'm talking about just resonating in his presence sometimes, just sitting in his presence. I mean, not sometimes. This should be a daily, if not multiple times a day, routine or something that we do. And I want to read this because in Psalms 91, and it's very familiar. As a matter of fact, we, with the Creflo Dollar Ministry, every day around 9 or 10, somewhere in that area, Eastern time, he comes on and this Monday through Friday, it's a time of confession. And every day is a different confession, but we always confess Psalm 91. And afterwards we say we are Psalm 91 equipped. And I just decided that I wanted to go to Psalm 91 and let's just do a little summary of it and just learn about God's divine protection. Because God is for us. I know that there's so much going on in the world that it may seem to us that, you know, God isn't really there, or God is allowing all these things to happen. And if God's for me, why is all these bad things going on? But let me tell you, while the world is in chaos, I know I'm at peace. I know that God is taking care of his children. He's taking care of his own, and he's looking out for me. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. I know that God is taking care of his own. He's still healing bodies. He's still saving souls. He's still delivering folks from sickness and disease and sin-filled lives. God is still God, and he's still, as I know a minister, he loves to say, he's still in the blessing business. God is good, and he's still in the blessing business. Let's read Psalm 91, first verse. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let's just stop right there for a moment. He that dwelleth. That means you are abiding, you are living, you're in constant fellowship in this place, this secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means that you are covered, you are protected by God Almighty. Doesn't matter what comes your way, no matter what is attacking you, you are under the shadow of Almighty, and no weapon, as Isaiah 54:17 tells us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, he shall condemn. You don't have to worry. You are under the shadow of the Most High God. The enemy may attack and may throw weapons of his warfare at us, but we will win. We might be hit, might be a little wounded, but ultimately we come out on top and we have the victory. Verse 2 of the 91st Psalm, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. People of God, if there's ever been a time that we need to trust God, we need to trust him now. We need to put away everything that is contrary to the word of God and solely trust God and his word. It will not fail. It will come to pass. If God said it, it shall happen. So in him will I trust. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So we ought to put our trust in the one that will direct our path to victory and greatness. Verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. So it's letting us know, surely we can be assured that he shall deliver us from the enemy, the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. Verse 4, he shall cover thee with his wings, with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. So we're covered by God. God is covering. He's protecting us. No, and one thing about God, when he covers us, nothing can get in to harm us. Nothing can get in to stop us. When we're covered by God, he doesn't cover one part of us and leaves another part open. When we're covered by God, we are completely covered and we're taken care of. His truth, which is his word, shall be thy shield and buckler. We can stand on that word. That word is going to be our shield. It will take care of us. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. I know that there are many weapons that come to attack us. Many things come to launch attack on us, but we don't have to worry, and we don't have to be afraid. The Bible tells us, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You know, a lot of people are losing their mind because they walk in fear, because they are afraid of what's going on, and afraid that sickness and disease is going to attack their body, afraid that the money is going to run out, afraid that people are going to stop liking them, and they won't have any friends or family to interact with and deal with, afraid that the car is going to break down, afraid that they're going to lose their home, afraid that they're not going to be able to make rent, afraid that everything is just going to fall into chaos. You don't have to be afraid of the enemy and what he tries to launch an attack. He wants to get in our minds so we can walk in fear. But God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us power, love, and a sound mind. And I come to speak to somebody's mind right now. You trust in God. Trust in God's word and get your peace and your joy and your mind focused on Jesus. Isaiah 26:3 says, for he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Get your mind right. A lot of times we find ourselves in different situations that we ought not be in because our mind took us there. But if we control our thoughts by the power of the Holy Spirit, let God and his spirit control our thoughts, control our mind. If we can get in the mind, then it will control our actions, how we go forth. And a lot of people are struggling because their mind isn't right. But I speak to your mind tonight. I speak to your mind today. Whenever you listen at this broadcast, I speak that you have a sound mind. You will walk in the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ, that you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You're the lender and not the borrower. You are healed. You are delivered. You are set free. You have a sound mind. You are somebody in Christ Jesus. So don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Put your mind on Jesus, and everything will be all right. Nor for the pestilence walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. So he's letting you know, God is letting us know that no matter what comes our way, it will not come nigh thee. We're going to be okay. Verse 8. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. We'll be able to see what's going to happen to the wicked. We're going to stand in the great congregation and be able to see what is going on with those that rejected Christ, those that decided that living for Jesus was just not the way to go. We'll be able to see it. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. God is a present help in the time of trouble. He's our refuge and our fortress, as we earlier read. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. I like this right here. The psalmist was writing a statement of faith. He was affirming and speaking out of confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. You need to speak that over yourself tonight. No evil won't come near me, neither shall any plague, no sickness, no disease, no any plague come near my dwelling. My household and everybody in it is fine. We're going to live in abundance to the full until it overflows. We are healed, we're delivered, and we're set free. No evil shall befall me. I walk in divine health. I walk in divine wealth. I walk in the divine success. No evil shall befall me. It don't matter what the enemy plots, what the enemy plans, what the enemy tries to do. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to be all right because no evil will befall me. Neither shall any plague come down my dwelling. Verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all thy ways. Clark's sister sung a song that said, I got an angel watching over me, keeping me from all hurt, harm, and danger. People of God, you got an angel. You got angels watching over you. You got angels that are keeping dangers all around. God has got angels working on our behalf, opening up doors, clearing ways out for us to walk in and be all that God wants us to be, and to be blessed with all that God wants to bless us with. Verse 12, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash a foot against a stone. Isn't that amazing that we got unseen angels? And some angels have been seen, but we got unseen angels that will bear us up in their hands, unless that we dash our foot against a stone. So we won't even dash our foot against a stone. That seems like a very minor injury, but he won't even let us get a minor injury because he's protecting us. He's taking care of us. Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet. So the beast won't even come against us and be successful. We will tread upon the lion, the mighty lion, the king of the jungle, and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample, we shall trample on thy feet, because he had set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver him. Because God loves us, that's why he takes care of us. That's why he heals our body. That's why he delivers from habitual sins that is not pleasing in his sight. That's why we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. That's why God has made a way out of no way, because he loves us. And no matter what you've done, how you've done it, and who you did it with, I got to remind you, if it's almost every time I preach or teach this great gospel, I have to remind the people of God, God loves you. He doesn't care what you've done. He doesn't care what you got yourself into. He will deliver you out of your mess and turn your mess into a masterpiece. He loves us. Somebody needs to know that tonight. God, today, whenever you listen at this broadcast, God loves you. He has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. God will set us on high. Places that we would have never dreamed of going, God will set us on high. He will set us on high, not to be high-minded and say, look where I am, but he will set us on high to let us know that I brought you from a low place. Now you help somebody else climb up a little higher. People of God, when you move up, help move somebody else up. God will bring people into your life that we are to help, that we are to support, we are to encourage. Help them get up higher and be all that God would have them to be. Verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. Isn't that great that we can call upon God and he will answer us? Now, he might not answer the way we want him to answer all the time, but let me tell you, God will answer. God will answer. The Bible tells us, call upon him. And he says, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty works that thou knowest not. Child of God, God will answer you. The people used to sing a song when I was growing up. It said, just keep on praying. The Lord is nigh. Just keep on praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord is wondrous and his word is true. Just keep on praying. He will answer you. God will answer you. Just call upon his name. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver and honor him. God is saying, I will be with you in trouble. You know what? I start looking at my trouble differently when I knew that God would be with me in trouble. Because I used to get down, oh, here goes this problem. It's a money problem or a problem with sickness in my body or problem in family relations, problems anywhere and everywhere. God said, I will be with you in trouble. So if you're in trouble right now, this is a good place to shout and say, thank you, God. because he will be with you in trouble. He will take care of you in your trouble. He didn't say, I got to take you out of trouble. He said, I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver and honor him. Boy, isn't that something when God will honor you? You know, we give honor and so much reverence and respect to God, and we should. But it says he will honor us. It's amazing that this great God that we don't even deserve none of these things, don't deserve that his son Jesus died on the cross for, didn't deserve for all the many blessings that he's bestowed upon our lives, but he said he will deliver and honor us. Then, this is my favorite right here. I work in a field where I see death almost daily, if not daily. And for the past year and maybe 11 months, it's been a constant go. I can probably count and reminisce on the times that I've had off. It's almost every day. I'm constantly going, working in my field of funeral services. With death, I see death every day. And what hurts and what befuddles me the most is young people. It's people that are just getting in the prime of life, people that are not really live. But this is what I like about verse 16 of Psalm 91. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God will satisfy us with long life. I don't know about you, but I would, if I were you right now, I would declare and decree and confess it out of my mouth right now. With long life, God will satisfy me. Claim that right now. Claim with long life, God will satisfy me. With long, I shall live a long, prosperous, healthy life in Jesus Christ. I claim it right now through the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, speak those things which are not as though they were. I don't care what science or what the doctors may say, or they may have given you up, or they may say, you only got a time, you only got a term. I speak to that sickness and disease. I speak to that poor health, and I speak, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I speak, I am somebody. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be successful in all my ways that acknowledge and please God. I will live a long, prosperous life doing the work of God that he's commanded and called me to do. I'm claiming with long life, he will satisfy me. And then he will show me his salvation. God wants to show you his salvation. He wants to show you that I am the one that will bring you through. I am the one that has brought you out. I am the one that will take care of you. Trust me. Allow me to show you my salvation. God wants us to see what he's doing, how he's doing it. He wants us to be in the know, and he wants us to know that it was him that brought us out. It was him that delivered us. It was him that healed our bodies. It was him that made a way out of no way. It was him that provided the money. It was him that gave us the promotion. It was him that did all these wonderful things on our behalf. I remember song said it like this. I think it was the singer Evelyn G said, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it. God did it. He will show us his salvation because he's that kind of God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. And he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end of the earth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that you let us know in Psalm 91 that you are a protector. You are a God. You are our salvation. You are our hope. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our everything. And we thank you for being the great God that you are on our behalf. Now, Father, I ask that you bless these, your people that are listening. God, I ask that you do a great and mighty work in them, through them, and for them. Show forth your great glory in their lives. Let them know that it was you that brought them out. It was you that brought them over. It was you that healed their body. It was you that delivered them from hell. It was you that saved, sanctified, and delivered them and made them in what you would have them to be. And you only will take them to the place that you would have them to be. They will be all that you call them to be. We know that you said in your word, promotion come not from the east or the west, but God is the judge. He sitteth down one, he taketh up another. And I know, God, that you will bless your people like never before. You will take us exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ask or think. So do it now for your people. Bless us like only you can. And God, we won't forget to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And God, it's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray, and we thank you right now. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you.
I know you.